Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, stopped it early.
Yeah.
just trying to tell you something. And y'all know, if you done listened before, see how I make that rhyme. You know, because you done listened before, that God is trying to tell you something. So with that all being said, I have decided to make my commitment to the audiences that expected me to have something put together by Thanksgiving. So what I'm going to be doing is just in brief, picking up some pawpaws, putting them in a basket. We're going to do evil brunch forum down at Evil's Barbecue Restaurant. And it's a good place to be able to have, it's in mid-downtown area, you know, Old Forest Avenue, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in 75. Yeah, you know, a great place to have a cup of coffee and a conversation. I know you hear me, so, you know, we've got to start doing something to where our books won't be written by someone else for us. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're going to tell somebody about you, wouldn't you rather tell them what you want them to know rather than what somebody else tells them? If you don't understand it, you can stop too. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Because it's beginning to tick off the folks that's trying so hard. And we have all of these homeless people in our area. Y'all know I'm on the task force. So I don't know whether it's going to have to be guilty conscience or what. But when you see a homeless person and you know that person ain't the one standing on the bridge with the sign going home for dinner that night saying, well, babe, I made $5,000 a day. And you know that ain't what I'm talking about. But you know the ones that's homeless because you see them all the time. You see regular homeless people on a regular basis. And for you not to at least say, well, I got an extra couple of dollars, and I can do this and I can do that. You don't know what that couple of dollars might do for a homeless person. But then, you know, to eradicate some of the more bad feelings you got of feeling guilty by not doing nothing, you then go talk bad, and I didn't want to give me, he probably one of them dudes standing on the bridge. And them poor other folks don't even know nothing about no folks standing on the bed. You don't put guilty conscience in them for not doing what they could do. So, you know, just stop spreading the god dog misery. I've said today, let me see what I said. Ask Uncle Billy Radio Show. I asked this question with the best of intentions. Are you miserable? I can't pronounce that word, y'all. And is it true that misery loves company? So that's what you're doing. You're trying to get you some company because you're miserable. I almost got it. But then you want to go and poison somebody else and make them miserable too. And then, you know, you just want to keep spreading it. You realize that that's wrong. That's deceitful because you could do something about your misery. Because you know what's making you miserable. You're not going to work at somewhere you want to be. You're not eating the kind of stuff you know you need to eat. And you're not doing a lot of the things that you know you should be doing. But yet still, you're miserable. Whose fault is that? That's yours. Eat it or live it. Don't really mind what you do with it. But you the only one can get rid of it. So, let's keep it real, y'all. I'm tired of seeing people. I asked a lady the other day, how come she was frying it? She talking about, ooh, I'm not frying it, and happened to look in the mirror at herself and say, ooh, I guess I am. Yeah. And you don't even know why you're frying it. You don't even know that you're frying it. But you're frying it. That's pitiful for folk to look at because, you know, if they see it all day, they're going to begin to wonder that they look like that ugly too. You know, because it's an ugly look. I don't care what nobody said. You might think you're looking pretty, but you sure not. Frowning all up, lips turning all up, eyes all got down mean, Lord have mercy. Well, answer this anyway. I know it's a two-parter, because I asked the question. And it is true that misery loves company. I asked, was you miserable? So that's two-parter. But the fact of the matter is, I asked this lady yesterday, how you doing? You know, oh, yeah, lady called me. Lady with a nice little 14-year-old son that you could tell he was kind of smart, you know, in his young years. I met him 7-8 years ago when he was about 6 or 7, right after I lost my son. But anyhow, so I kind of took to the young guy and, you know, was giving him a little maleness in his life, and he, my grandnephew. So anyhow, so I asked her, what's wrong? You know, because after I asked her, how you doing? You know, everybody, you know how we do it. Yeah, how you doing? You know, after a phone call, hadn't spoken to her in a while, in a few months or so or something, you know, how you doing? I wasn't expecting, well, she said, terrible. Lord, have mercy, what in the world got you this late in the day, too? No, you got to have something to do with that happened to you this late in the day. Shit, it's 7 o'clock at night. Terrible. And I couldn't justify it. I had to ask her, what's making you feel so terrible? She said, everything, Uncle Bill. I said, Lord, have mercy, I can't hold this conversation too long. And yes, I got off of it quick as I could. Because, you know, it's a fact of life. If you got something that's bothering you and you don't, it's worse than a car. It's worse than an air conditioner. You know, something you know got something wrong with it when you start hearing that rattling and stuff. Well, it's the same thing about your brain and your body. Subconsciously, your body is telling you something's wrong, something messed up, or something is not quite on center, you know, on point. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know, everything ain't cool, something wrong, you know. And but also, your body is wise enough to tell you where it is. You know, it ain't just in your mind, baby. It's in your, you know, it's in your everyday. If you have to wake up facing somebody you don't like, looking in the face of somebody you don't love no more and stuff, you know, but that's a part of life. That's a part of growing up. But you can't justify it because you didn't take long enough to to look at the baby pictures and stuff, you know, see how they treat their mama and stuff like that. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all, Steve Harvey got a good point when he asked y'all to take 90 days to try to get to know that person. Or take 6 months. Don't make sure you don't marry them in 6 months, you know, because you don't know where they come from. You don't know their real last name and all that there. I'm just trying to tell y'all something, you know. Because once you jump off in it, just to jump off in it, because he's all right now, you don't know if that man, you know, axe murderer. But then, you know, you jump off in it. So as I got, I wasn't expecting. And so I didn't dwell on it very long because I just told the facts, you know. Well, you know, if you unhappy, can't nobody fix it but you because you ain't told nobody what you was unhappy about. And, you know, until you spread the joy of why I'm unhappy, can't nobody try to help you fix it either, you know. So you ain't asking for no help. You must be a genius and you gonna fix it all by yourself. Well, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, a lie would have sufficed for me, you know, and y'all know how I feel about lies and stealing and stuff. But, you know, that's the reason I just said, how's it going? And sometimes I don't like to do that. But, you know, I screwed up and said, how you doing? You know, just trying to be nice. You know how Uncle Billy is. But guess what? Since she didn't lie, Since she didn't justify me with, well, Uncle Bill, you could help me. You could tell me I need to get a divorce or something. You know, anything like that. Of course, I wouldn't tell nobody it's time for them to get no divorce. That's what you're supposed to be telling me. Uncle Bill, it's time for me to get a divorce. I'm just not happy. You know, or something like that. Uncle Bill, I got to send Drew to the doctor and, you know, tell me what the problem is. I'm not going to justify it with no real, like, advice, like something you got to do, you have to do, and you should do, because you already know what you got to do in your life. So with that being said, I'm going to find something else. I ain't got no commercials yet. But by tomorrow evening, Uncle Billy will have some commercials. I'm getting out and about tomorrow, y'all. I'm starting early. Don't be surprised if I said win some tickets to the Praise Festival or something like that. Because we're moving on, y'all. Not moving on up. I ain't the Jeffersons yet. But I'm moving on out. I will be out and about tomorrow. And if I see you, and you all start looking at some of the different pages. I got Google pages. I got Welcome to Uncle Billy's World.com. I got Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com. And I'm fixing to have Kobe's Treasures. You know, Hidden Treasures. Yeah. I haven't seen him in 9 years. But that's another story. That's a story for another day. But what we're going to do this evening is we're going to shout and get ready to help these homeless people, no matter what it takes, you know, because you can only give what you can. And like I tell everybody that I come in contact with, you can only do what you can do. That in which you can't control, you can't let bother you. If you don't have anything to give, give your spirit, give your glory. Give, say, God told me your good intentions. See, it ain't about all the time the gift, but it's the gift that you are able to give, you know, your love, your interest, your involvement. Y'all going to the predatory man on me now. Don't do that. What you do is give what you can. And if you ain't got it to give, please, Lord, don't get nobody your rent money. And then you end up getting put out. We trying to help the homeless. We not trying to create the homeless. So how about a good domino tournament? Okay. If not that, but how about a good hip-hop party for Christmas? And you know, when the homeless is given the mayor sends the people down to the hotel for their night, two-night stay or whatever it is at the Omni, guess what? If we could have them some gifts there or some coats there, you know what I'm saying? Let's start working on something and doing something for ourselves and each other. Stop being greedy and let's help the needy. Ooh, that sounds good. Stop being greedy and let's help the needy. Yeah, don't overdo it. I seen you looking at them diamond rings and that one. You know you can't be 20 years before you can get them diamond rings. Get us a coat or something and buy the homeless a coat. I know where y'all can buy them from. I ain't going to tell y'all right now because y'all will go flood my friends. Let me get back on this, because y'all gonna pry it out of me before the night is gone. I see it in your eyes. Yeah, you know, but it ain't gonna work, because I got a story to tell, and guess what? Jesus gonna work it out.
Jesus can work it out. If you let him.
Man. That hit home. That told my little play eyes, guys. No. It ain't going there. I know y'all wanted to hear that double up, but no, it ain't going there. Since I try to tell everybody not to complain so much, I'm gonna ask y'all a question. Do black people have a problem with giving other people anything? I don't know. I guess it's because I was kind of trying to explain to a friend, a lady, during the last few days. You know, you get to know people. You get to know that they're doing some of the things that you saw happen with other families and stuff. And so, by experience, I try to tell people some of the things that I experienced, you know, in my journey, in my travel. And so, you know, I sometimes give it to them in analytics and different things, you know. So, as I was trying to tell the lady why some children are not just pure stingy, but selfish, she was actually understanding what I was saying when I said, well, you know, if you grow up in a family of 9, 10 folk, it don't really have to be that many, but just more than you. You know, 2, 3, somebody you have to eventually share something with. You learn to share. You know what I'm saying? See, sharing, you just don't get up every day getting ready to share. You know, it becomes a great habit if you're available to have, you know, somebody that you like or something to share things with. But either way, it becomes a good habit once you start sharing. You know, you get 2 pieces of bread and somebody else don't have one. You say, here, you know, without any bad thoughts or anything about it. But then, you know, I was telling her also that I met and I come in contact with a lot of single parent households with only one child. And within that, you could see it when they played with their toys and stuff like that. They would play with their toys in a guarded type area. You know, even when they came out to play with you, their toys was in a guarded area, so to speak. You know, they have their safe circle of confidence and where they feel more secure, you know, and because they have to do it like some people have to do it like that because that was the way they were raised. They didn't have anybody to share anything with, so their parents didn't just tell them all the time, you got to share, you got to do this, you know, and stuff like that. So she was catching it, and guess what? She also knew that I was right because she only had one child. And right today, right to this day, this very day, she is so guarded by her. They guard each other, you know. They watch each other's back. And, you know, you can see it. And, well, you can tell she fought that baby to death. But, you know, it don't turn out bad all the time. It just makes you aware if you notice it. It just makes you aware of the knowledge of, well, you know, you don't want to get in her circle of guardianship and that's all right there. So you try to get in there with them, it'll be real hard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So anyhow, stuff like that. So, you know, you get to learn some of that stuff. And I try to tell folks that when I was younger, Daddy always said, boy, don't complain and don't explain. didn't understand that. I'm 9 years old. Quit giving me riddles all the time. I couldn't say it to him like that, but that was what I was thinking, you know, giving me stuff. I had to go check my dictionary. I used to have a pocket dictionary. I'd go around the corner and check my dictionary. What did that mean? And I'd be looking up all the words he'd be saying. Lord, have mercy. Don't complain and don't explain. So what I would do is, because he said, dog, you'll know about it when you get old enough to do something with it. I was like, I need something to do something with now, for money. And he'd give me my little money, you know. So, but I remember them wise, that's what other folks used to call it when I'd be telling them what Dad would be saying. They'd be saying, boy, you better listen. Dad's giving you them wise words so that you won't get, you know, stuck in the middle and all of that. Yeah, okay, yeah, I hear, yeah. I was so sarcastic. Oh, you know, making me mad, telling me, don't complain, don't explain. I don't know what that means. Yeah, don't be riddling me. So anyhow, later I found out that don't complain means don't complain about it. Do something about it. That same thing might be the piercer of your armor, you know, in the future. If you don't go on and do something about it, you just wait for somebody else to do something about it, but you complaining about it. You know. Y'all keep move that chair out the way. Y'all move that chair out the way. Move the damn chair yourself. And just, you know, if it ain't got no chains on it and ain't nobody else doing it, it's in everybody's way, move it. You know, but that's well, see, I'm doing y'all the same way Daddy did me. But in a sense, I'm just trying to tell you, that is the barrier or the obstacle that's stopping you from getting to where you want to go. And it's probably stopping a whole lot of people at the same time, but all of y'all wasting time by trying to complain about it when you should be doing something about it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Get the parity down pat. And Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. If I tell you now it would take me a year to tell you why I don't explain. So I'll get back with that in a minute.
But when I look around, think they know her. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds are low. I can hardly see the road.
It drives. Thank you.
got a bucket and a rope. Three times. But just wanted to let you all know that this week's shows, which we're going to try to do one every evening, because we have this voting thing going on, y'all, that y'all don't seem to be real about. I'm still talking to people all the time that haven't voted, keep trying to wait till the last minute, and I keep telling y'all over and over again, that is not the way it goes. Because every time you wait for something, you're asking for trouble. When, you know, I told y'all what it meant the other day, when you really supposed to do something and you keep saying, well, I do it the next time. I do it next week, and I'll do it. Procrastination is your first enemy. Do what you're supposed to do when you say you're going to do it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was one of them old books. Yeah, you got to get up off your horse and do it, man. So don't procrastinate, because once you hesitate, you're gone. Yeah, yeah, I understand what you're talking about. But next week's show is going to be sponsored by, again, Mr. Big Al Wash of ALW Entertainment. We're trying to put together him some special packages, because he's coming up with a lot of different shows, and we just want to surpass what he's done in the past by bringing him a lot of you people that say you'd like to know what's going on. We are redistinguishing the web pages to maybe be more of a find it, and, you know, you might win some here or there and stuff like that, you know, and letting you know about some of the events that Uncle Billy is going to be trying to put together for the homeless and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a long road to hoe, but, you know, it's like breaking a mirror, you know. You get 7 years of bad luck. That's 7 years that wasn't promised to you, y'all. I guess some of y'all will catch that in a minute, unless you're too greedy. You know, stop being greedy and help the needy. That's going to be my sponsorship for the month of November. Stop being greedy. Don't eat up all the turkey and dressing. Save some for the needy. I'll holler, but when I leave this time, I'm going to leave y'all with the way I felt this morning when I got up. When I rose this morning, y'all, hope y'all feel the same way I do, because we're going to be having the voting lady, Miss Tony Pippin's Pool, on Wednesday.
And I was too busy with the kids to get a repair estimate.
And we just
want... I got an estimate in 24 hours.
We just want y'all to know that it is another way out.
Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh man, this video is out of sight. So when I rose this morning, y'all have a great one. Uncle Bill is out of here. Hit the queen for that 50. I'm going to find y'all a domino tournament. So get ready, get set, go.
Thank you.
Have to do that again. Y'all have to do that again.